The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
There's been a lot of talk about...
They came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I think we should build a wall.
Now, what's bugging you? You on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 722. It's time for... What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. Do not be one of those, please. But call in, if you'd like, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. We'll try to get you in. All right? Let's go to Lou. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that we elect these people to work for the people, but they seem to have their own agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're talking about, well, really anywhere from local to the national level, and this continuing resolution and spending more and more and more, 15 pages dedicated to continuing resolution, 1,400 pages dedicated to more pork. Yeah, the frustration. yeah, we all share in that frustration.
Big time.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is all these long-term confirmed Democrats running hat in hand towards Trump. And I'm talking about the likes of Boring Joe Scarborough, Mika, I'm only famous because my dad's famous, Brzezinski, Mark Zuckerberg, I stole Facebook from the Winklevoss twins, and Tim Cook, I'm trying to be as much like Steve Jobs. These people approaching Trump, I mean, elections have consequences. Obama taught us that, and I just wish that they do not influence him. I just hope that Trump, I don't mind Trump listening to their opinions, but I hope they do not cause him to change his intended actions.
Yeah, don't hate somebody because they have a black turtleneck sweater. A lot of people do. But now, to your point, I look at it as a good and positive sign. I see it as being less resistant to the Trump of the Trump that was there before. In other words, I think that they are starting to believe in him. Whether they will publicly say that is another thing, but I think their business minds see the wisdom in trying to have some kind of relationship.
Well, when you see a Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, who are other very successful billionaires, if you will, billionaires, even if you are successful and you're in that club, you might go, well, maybe you know, they know the guy better than I do.
Right.
Maybe they know something I don't. Maybe I should pay attention. Maybe I should listen. And maybe it's to my benefit if I kind of work with this guy, not against him.
Yeah, if you've got, you know, Vivek and Elon Musk as your pals,
yes,
that does lend a lot of credibility to, like you say, the rest of the billionaire club members.
Well, and also, you know, Mark's concern is, okay, are they going to be an influence on him?
Right.
The fact that he's got Elon and Vivek in his corner can help maybe hold that back if it's not the right thing.
Well, and he's a smart enough guy, Trump is, that he will listen to you. And he might disagree with 95% of what you said, but there's some kernel in there to go, well, I didn't know that, or I didn't look at it from that perspective.
Right. He'll do that.
That's how you become very wise and a good leader.
Yes.
You actually listen and You disregard the stuff that you know is not, mm-hmm. you know, you weed it out through your own personal filter,
right.
but you find that little bit of truth or, you know, insight mm-hmm. that you didn't previously have. All right, what's bugging you? It's going on right now. Call in, please. 877-975-9825. Don't be shy. Let us know what's going on. There's got to be something bugging you, right? Let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. First of all, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all you people in the sky and everyone out there. I'm convinced more and more that Davis lately is all pointing out to the fact that the so-called establishment and so-called deep state are all one and the same. Let's face it, they could go out and run investigations on their own selves and arrest their own selves. And that's why Biden is pardoning so many people now, because he knows that Trump is going to go after him with a vengeance when he gets in. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Oh, there's... Yeah, the establishment is the establishment,
right.
I guess. You know, Republican or Democrat, they're the entrenched
yeah.
class. They have kind of, they're kind of game players in a way, if you look at it. We're all being played to some extent by some of these people, at least. And we just have to really support the people that we believe, you know, are the truth seers and sayers, you know? The people, those people, and try to get rid of as much of the establishment and entrenched folks that we can moving forward. Sam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, you really shouldn't warn people not to buy the toilet paper like when they're scared, because we may miss some. We can't get all of these people to wear their little sign that says, I'm stupid.
Yeah, it would be nice if it was, well... If it was that obvious, that way we'd have the warning. Good morning, Hangman. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me, man, is these extended warranty firms that go out there. I'm not going to mention their names. You know they are. Actually, some of them are advertising your show.
Mm-hmm.
But I purchased one, and, I mean, I needed repairs, and these guys won't take the actual extended warranty service because they say they use substandard parts and yada, yada, yada. And it's like you go to other offshoots and it's the same thing. They'll give you a recommendation that's like 50 miles away. And you call them and then they say, yeah, we'll take it. But, you know, there's a surcharge or something. But that's what bugs me.
Yeah.
It's a questionable industry. There's a couple of good ones out there, but just because they're big doesn't mean they're best.
There you go.
Or just because you hear somebody talking about them on TV does not mean they're good.
Just like Greg, you know, said to his soon-to-be wife, you know, size doesn't matter. Is that Bucky? 729, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and thanks for listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.